Welcome to Business Influencers. Hope everyone is having a great week. Here we are. It's hard to believe that, again, we are in January of 2022. We hope everyone had a happy new year, and this is going to be an exciting year for sure. I know for myself, it's just off to a bang, and we hope the same for you. For those of you that have not completed your 2022 planning, there is still time. So this is the time to get that done, whether it's for your business, regardless of size, or your personal goals. Feel free to reach out to us at chris@christophersalem.com. Today's show is being part of the Tell Radio Group. That's part of Touch a Life organization. And again, our organization works with both on the nonprofit and for-profit side, really looking to make a difference in the world. We highly encourage you to become part of that with us. As always, we always bring in great guests each and every week to share their personal experience and their knowledge and how you could apply that in your situation to take your business and personal success to the next level. Today's show is being brought to you today by Alumni Direct. They're a new social media platform dedicated to bringing alumni together from all generational types. Not only is it a great way to rekindle relationships from people you went to school with, but perhaps meet new people from different generation gaps where you could forge new relationships that can perhaps lead to your next job opportunity and or a business partner opportunity as well. It takes all the noise out of social media, and there's also affinity member perks as well. Feel free to check them out at alumnidirect.com. That's alumnidirect.com. Well, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to be talking about leadership, and I love leadership. And you know, a lot of you know that I talk about leadership all the time, but we're going to be here with somebody that I personally know. We're going to talk about leadership dulce, if I said that correctly, sweet morsels of wisdom. And Joanne Newborn is going to be with us today. And before I bring her onto the show, Joanne is a certified lifestyle and leadership coach with her company Newborn Evolution, bringing over 18 years in the corporate landscape in sales, marketing, and management. She's also an executive coach with Experiential Insight, Growth Space, and a faculty member and course developer with the American Management Association. She has her MBA from Penn State University, graduating with the Beta Gamma Sigma Honors, and has her ACC credential from the International Coaching Federation. She also has her certification in diversity, equity, and inclusion, training, and coaching. Joanne guides career-focused individuals who feel frustrated, unfulfilled, and stressed out to become empowered leaders so they can attain their dream career with an ideal salary and a luxurious, guilt-free work-life balance. She's a frequently published writer and a keynote speaker on the topics of leadership, career growth, financial freedom, and mindset. She is grateful for nearly everything, which I love. And without further ado, we welcome Joanne Newborn to the show. Joanne, how are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm great. That was such a mouthful. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. You and I know each other really, really well. We've had an opportunity to work together on different projects and on the medical side in certain things in leadership. Talk about leadership dulce, you know, and if I said that right, you know, my pronunciation is always sweet morsels of freedom. Talk about, again, let's define what leadership is. A lot of people hear leadership and they may have their own definition, but let's talk about it from the perspective of today's subject and topic that we're talking about here today.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about leadership in terms of your personal brand and your professional brand, which to me are very much the same, and really establishing this brand for yourself as a leader. Your leadership identity is really going to start attracting the right opportunities to people when it comes to their careers. It's really telling the world exactly who you are, what makes you unique, so that an employer or a client or a colleague or any kind of opportunities that are coming your way, they know exactly who you are. So you want to become this commodity. And the one thing that's really great about it is it stops this imposter syndrome that a lot of people talk about, of like, I'm not good enough for this, or I'm not good enough for that. I talk to clients a lot and they're so worried about being good enough. But when you're so specific and unique about what you are best at, all of that just vanishes. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that fact with the branding, because it's so important, because we have to project ourselves, you know, not only, it's not about us, you know, leadership is about what makes something compelling to the people that are looking to make changes, whatever that impact is, whether if it's in, you know, people you work with or people that you serve and so on. Talk about a little bit about that process that you bring with the subject today.
So, I mean, what do we do? We're shoulding, right? We're shoulding all over ourselves. I should be doing this career because that's what my major was in college. I should be doing this because it's going to make the most money. I should be doing this because my parents told me that. I should be doing this because I have student loans to pay off. And we forget to really align with our purpose and feeling fulfilled and doing what makes our heart sing, because the money will follow. When you are connected to that and this trust within yourself, the money follows. So when you have this leadership brand, we're set apart from everything else, right? We don't want to be all things to all people. We just want to say, this is the thing that I'm really amazing at, and I can do better than anyone else. And there's very few people out there who can do this like I do. And you believe it, it becomes part of you. And then people start to lean forward and they're like, tell me more about this thing that you do. And it could be the same exact job title or role or whatever, but there's going to be some kind of nuance that really resonates with you inside that's going to set you apart from everyone else.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So let's talk about a little bit, like, you know, people that are, you know, listen to business influencers. These are people from, you know, all around the world. They can be in a small business. They can be in a, you know, small to mid-sized company, even a Fortune 500 company. What would you say is common for, you know, each of these people, like when it comes to, like, you know, generating that brand, that image, that level of influence? What do people have to really look at as well? Something about themselves that they can really, that could really now really connect at a deeper level with the people they impact and influence.
Can I give you an example?
Because please do.
Giving you a specific example might help people to understand. So years ago, when I first started, I had a very long time career, 18 years in the wine and spirits industry. And when I first started out, I somehow landed in this role that was sort of on the crossroads between sales and marketing. And I really loved it. And people would say to me when I would interview, well, do you want to be in sales or do you want to be in marketing? And I couldn't give them an answer. And I felt like I was a failure because I couldn't pick one. Like I should pick one, right? And so I really had this deep belief within myself that sales and marketing needed to be married in order for companies to be successful, and that they were at odds with each other. So I just couldn't let go of that. It was just like something inside of me. And what happened along the way was all of a sudden the industry changed and people were suddenly looking for people that were this mix of sales and marketing. And so my unconscious mind knew the answers before my conscious mind did. Like, it wasn't like I had to be sorry for saying that I couldn't pick sales or marketing. And within that, my brand that I created was I was a hybrid. I would go on interviews and say, I'm the hybrid between sales and marketing. I know how to create the programs that are going to help the sales teams
absolutely
hit their sales and revenue goals for the year. And people were like, nobody was talking to them that way, right? Everyone was tap dancing around.
Around, you know, exactly. Isn't it like now, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, is that what they call sales enablement now? Like, is that a term? Like, I've heard that, you hear that sales enablement. Is that like the in-between between marketing and sales, or it could be, maybe not, but I've heard that.
At the time, it became like field marketing. It became trade marketing. It became, I mean, this was a long time ago, but I was suddenly like, oh my God, I'm the expert now. And before, I was the person that couldn't make up their mind whether they wanted to be in sales and marketing, but I was like on to something before it actually
happened. So it's like, yeah, you're trying to put yourself into a box, either, oh, your sales or your marketing. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Who says there has to be a box in itself? Here's an area that I could do very well in both. It's not like I can't make a decision. It's really that I can maximize both and find something that can really benefit, the industry that you're in, the audience that you're serving in that industry, and of course the organization that you were with. So no, I love that.
To answer your question though, with this story, it's like, what is it that's actually, there's going to be like a small quiet voice inside of you that's pushing you in a direction that you might not be 100% aware of, but it's there. And I want people to really tap into that. It's more of a feeling, right? That, like, I used to get really jazzed up getting to do both sales and marketing. I'm like, people aren't really getting to do this, but I am. And I like being in this space and I don't want to leave this space. And so people are looking for people that are innovative thinkers. But I actually also have some questions that people can ask themselves to help answer that question too, right? So when we want to talk about this, it also taps into what I was saying before, also about purpose, right? Like, what's our purpose? Was I changing the world? Was I curing cancer? No, but I was filling a gap that needed to be filled and it got me really excited. So people can ask themselves these five questions. So if you have a pen and paper, or if you want to use the notes on your phone, I would take it out right now. And this can really help define your purpose. What do you love? What do you hate? What do you believe? What's great about you? And what's your purpose? And so if you want to start to think about those questions, that'll help you get out of what I should be doing into what is really connected to what I'm really great at, right? So if I just took that example, one more step to say, okay, what do I love? Well, I loved sales and marketing. What do I hate? I didn't like being pigeonholed. I don't want to be pigeonholed as one or the other. What do you believe? I'm really good at both, and there's a need for sales and marketing to be married to each other and not fighting each other. What's great about you? Well, I'm the hybrid guru that marries them both for greater sales and revenue. And what's your purpose? Well, my purpose was to provide the way for companies that need this skill set, talent, and forward-thinking nature. And that is the key to bring it back to leadership, is innovative and forward-thinking nature without fear of someone rejecting us. If you feel it in your heart and your bones, just go for it. People are going to respect you so much. You might not be everyone's cup of tea, but the right opportunities are going to come and find you.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. You illustrated that so, so well. And with your personal experience there, it really, really hit home. No, I love that. And so what would be some other, wisdom that you can share when you're looking at, when we're looking at this leadership and then, combining this with brand, marketing, and I always like to add an influence too, because I always find that influence is, that ability to empower people through your example for people to decide what that means to them.
Yeah. So when you're really aligned with your purpose, and I'm going to say that psychologists have been doing a lot of looking into this now recently about people having like meaningful goals for themselves. And when we have that sense of purpose, it actually does change the lives of other people. And it's also associated with our physical and mental health. We'll have better physical and mental health. Like, Isn't it terrible when you go to a job that you think you should have and you're miserable every day? So it actually helps both individuals and us as humans to survive. Like, it's at that level from a psychology standpoint. And it sets us apart, right, from a career perspective, but it also helps us to be connected to our community. Like, that's how we find our tribe. Like you said at the beginning, you and I have known each other. We're great friends. We are like our tribe. We found each other because we're connected to our purpose. So many things blossom out of this, much more than, you know, career and money. It's like this self-fulfillment that feels amazing.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And this is so important. So what would you say, Joanne? You know, we're approaching 2 years, you know, with this COVID situation. These times have just impacted people in so many profound ways. Either it depends on how you look at it. For the good, some people it's been a struggle and a nightmare. But with that being said, where do you see this, like what you're sharing here today, how important this is as we move forward in the times that we're in? Because we don't know where it's going to take us, but knowing that, but where we are heading, why this is so important.
Well, I would say right now, the job market for people that are wanting to make a change or do something different, like there's no better time than right now. We know the great resignation happened and people are changing the way they're thinking about, you know, going to work. I mean, I used to commute some 3 hours a day. And then all of a sudden we were in lockdown and I was like, this is awesome. Like I get to sleep 8 hours a day. Like, this is incredible. So there's no better time to think about this right now and think about what is really going to make you happy, because we've never had so many opportunities available to us. Hybrid working, not hybrid in what I was saying before, yes, but hybrid between office and home, being able to work from very exotic places. I have a friend that just moved to Guatemala and he's teaching 3 days a week from Guatemala, people in the United States. Like during the day, like yeah, he's got this amazing lifestyle. So everything is available to us right now. Yeah. And we get so weighted down in like, oh my God, we're in a pandemic. Oh my God, we're in an endemic. I'm not making light of it. It is
yes, serious, exactly.
And we want to stay safe, but we also have the greatest opportunities to develop our careers like we've never had before. And if you let this time pass and you're dying to make a move and you don't make a move, you are going to regret it for the rest of your life.
I think you are so spot on. I mean, just like in the real estate industry, there's a buyer's market and a seller's market, right? This is a market for employees to have, you know, to really, you know, not to say that you got to be reasonable, but that you can have a better chance designing the career and how you want to do it, because companies are going to be more flexible than they ever have before in this area. I know some people that have been hired where they were like, God, I feel like I'm underqualified, but they're paying me like I'm, you know. So this, like you said, this is the golden opportunity for people to really rethink of like how they want to work and what brings out their best, and not be afraid to, you know, put that out there and take that leadership role and believe in yourself, you know, and brand yourself that way, even if you're looking to work for somebody. I think that is so spot on.
Absolutely. And you want to, you know, if you're, whether you're working for an organization or if you have your own business, this is a great time to take a look at what are the fees that you're charging? Is it, I just doubled all of my fees because I'm in a space now where I can do that.
Yeah.
Right. So think about that from a business perspective. Inflation is going on. I see the stock prices for companies that I've worked for skyrocketing. I mean, sky's the limit right now. Let's not limit ourselves to anything because of the should, what we should be doing.
Versus what we should be doing. Yeah.
What we can do.
What can we, what could we, can we, in this way can. So, you know, I agree 100%. What would you say, like everything that you're sharing right now, and you know, those people that are saying, wow, this is, you know, she has really, really got into my head on this in a good way. what would be like maybe the first step? Because sometimes these things can be overwhelming for people to say, oh my God, how am I going to do all this? And what would be that first step that you would say that somebody hearing about this, what would you recommend?
Well, it's such so great because we're right at the beginning of 2022, right? So there's three things that you should think about to plan out your year. What is the vision that you have for yourself? So maybe you've had a vision that you've pushed to the side because you're doing something you should be doing, or there's someplace you want to expand in your business that you've been dying to do, but you're afraid. So what is that vision that you have? Go back to it and think about it, play, open up your mind. This doesn't have to be rocket science. And then what are the little baby steps that you're going to take to get there? And then what are the big stretch goals to get there? So lay out a plan. The reason I like baby step, you can use SMART goals. They're just small goals, is because when our mind starts to get involved and tell us, no, you can't go out of your comfort zone. You can't do that. The steps that we put in place, the plan just keeps us moving forward, right? It takes us out of that mindset that tells us to stop. And then the third thing to work on really is developing your leadership mindset, right? That mindset of success, the one that says, I have these limiting beliefs around X, Y, and Z, really learning how to master your mind in those situations so that you can keep moving forward. So if those are the three things that you're going to do when you leave here today, is really, really do that, really set that vision first and then put a plan together. And then honestly, I'm going to be honest, like to work with the mindset, you really do need a coach. You need someone like Chris or me to get you there. I have a coach. I've had coaches since 2014. It's a lifestyle for me. I know that I have blind spots that I can't see. So I need my coach to keep me moving forward. There's no shame in that. As I take it, I'm proud of it. Are you kidding me? I love it.
Well, so. I love what you just said about, again, you know, that leadership, you know, you got to take responsibility for your own personal success. It's developing that foundation. And it does start here, you know, in the mind. You know, we got to, you know, how do we think to be, to become, to do and have, and we, you know, we can only control certain things. We can't control COVID. We can't control, you know, the economy, what the, you know, where we are in our industry. We can't control all that, but we can control how we choose to show up. And just like you said, and that is what creates like you said, a brand and an image and a level of influence that empowers people to say, hey, why can't I do that? I can do that too. And that leadership is contagious, I believe, you know, of what you shared. So true. Wow. Powerful. Anything else that you would like to share, you know, Joanne, in terms of this, like, and kind of to sum this up, so to speak, what you feel really will make somebody really, you know, take this leadership role in terms of how they position themselves as an authority for, to empower others, and how they can sustain that over, you know, the rest of their career or, you know, in their own business.
I always talk about this as being a foundation, right? It's your roots. It's your solid foundation. So the image that I had for myself as a leader long, long time ago, I was horrible at it because nobody trains people to be leaders, or they didn't back then. But that image that I had for myself came with me all along my career. And I grew into that idealistic image that I had created. And those are my roots. I don't stray very far from that. And, you know, those keep me grounded no matter what happens all along the way in my career, because our careers will change. I think they said, you know, people change careers like 10 times. That's okay. That's fine. But you need to have those roots in order to survive all the changes.
So. Well, that's true. I love what you just said, because I can always say that my, you know, my way of thinking and the way I've been able to sustain it is through that daily routine that I do. I've been doing every day for 20, God, now going over 23 years now. Time flies, where it just, again, it changed my way of thinking of things are happening for me, not to me. To me is the victim. I'm caught up in the control I can't control. And whereas for me means that no matter what is happening, whether if it's not pleasant or not, I know it's something good's going to come from it. It's going to mold me into something better to adapt. If we learn from those adversities, and when you look at it in hindsight, you always think, God, thank God I went through that. I wouldn't be where I'm at now if I didn't lose that job, or you know, this something fell out in this industry and I knew I had to get out. And now I went into this other that I wasn't familiar with, but I was able to take those experiences and those skill sets and talent into this and was off to the races with it. But if I had allowed fear to get in the way, I'd still be stuck where I'm at. So you made some great points right there.
Thank you.
Anything else? What I'd like to, in the last 2 minutes of the show, I love to have people get to know you and how they can get in contact with you, anything that you want to provide them. And again, we want to make sure to give you that opportunity.
Thank you. Absolutely. If anybody wants to spend 30 minutes with me, I love to call them superpower sessions because they'll come out of them and feel like a rock star. If you want a superpower session with me, you want to talk about who am I, what's my brand, what's my purpose, and we can talk through that. You can email me at joanne@newbornevolution.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Joanne Newborn, or Facebook. Just connect with me and we'll set up those 30 minutes and we can just really talk through, what do you want your brand to be? What is my leadership style and my brand that's going to set me apart from everyone else?
Wow. Love it. Well, we highly encourage everybody that's listening to the show and will be listening later. Again, get to know Joanne Newborn again. Newborn Evolution is the name of her company. She is an experienced executive coach, covers a wide variety of different areas with branding and marketing to leadership, to diversity, equity, inclusion. List goes on. Again, whether if you're a corporate leader or you are an entrepreneur or anywhere in between, this is the time that what she shared with you, a golden time to make this transformation that could set the stage for the rest of your career or whatever business that you're in. This is a golden opportunity. So, you know, jump on it, get in contact with her, reach out to her on her email, her website, connect with her on LinkedIn. And Joanne, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us here today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And I appreciate you having me on. It was great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, thank you so much for being here with the Business Influencer Show with Tell Radio. Our show wouldn't be where it is today without you. Our show is committed to bringing experts like Joanne each and every week to share their words of wisdom, personal experience, and insights to help move your business and your personal success to the next level. We will be back next week with another guest sharing their insights to help you. We want to wish everybody a great rest of your week. And again, if you have any requirements in getting those goals set, feel free to reach out to us again at chris@christophersalem.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great day, everybody.